life better for the blade of grass,
also for that tree, also for the stars in the sky, and for all that lives here. It is a very beautiful thing, and it's something that is totally unique to ceremony, is to come into the laws of nature, come into the expression of nature, and really do this together as part of creation, not just what a human being wants to do or thinks they can do. It creates a whole new dimension. It creates a whole new change, a change that benefits all of life, not just us, the human beings. In ceremony, the human being has a very important part, but it's only a small part, and it's one that is gifted through the use of the human body to be able to communicate and disseminate the information. But never do we forget in our prayers at the beginning of ceremony and the prayers at the end that it is all of life that we contribute our gratitude to. It's all of life that is feeding the heart of the mother at all times. So this is ceremony. Ceremony involves it all, is inclusive beyond our imagination, and is a dance that is held by every sentient being here together. It dances and weaves with all of the energies, with the elements of the wind, the fire, the earth. And when we say we want to live in a more sustainable world, and when we look around and say, oh, this is such a shame, it is this way or that way, what life says back to us is, come, celebrate, commune with us. Together we can move it to a place unknown to you humans. But it takes working together, a bigger sense of cooperation, a bigger sense of heart than presently sometimes we can hold within ourselves. So when, for me, I experience the world and think, oh, I wish it wasn't this way, or whatever that expression is for the day, I just need to remember that in order for a real change to happen, change that brings benefit to all of life, it requires ceremony. This is a way of wisdom that's been known for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It is held and known across this planet at this time by our indigenous earth wisdom. And it is a place of real, genuine communication that is beyond, that is before and beyond the brain of thinking. And there is so much in our Western world that has come about to separate us from these ways of thinking and seeing. Yet when I travel to North Africa, when I travel to Peru, when I travel to Mexico, and I'm with the very people of the earth wisdom there, I say there, but there is no there in their vocabulary. Everything is present in the moment, moving exactly as it is needed to be. And when they see a need for celebration or a need for change, they gather in community, such as this one, such as the one we experience on Turtle Dance, and they bring together to create a heart of ceremony, a heart that with Turtle Dance is held by that drum, and held by all of you and everyone in that circle. The beauty of the circle is that there is no beginning, there is no end, and there's no one out of place, and everyone belongs, and there is no hierarchy. We're all together, just the way we are, moving and working in prayer, or just simply moving our feet. Ceremony is a big, encompassing word there is the word ritual. And how I would explain ritual is that those are the very actions, the little actions, the lighting of the candle, the steps that we take, the particular way that has been agreed upon between the visible and the invisible. Do it this way, as the Lakota prayers would say, do it this way and we will come. Do it the way we have shown you and we will do what we said we would do. We will show up also. Western civilization has lost that connection through ceremony. Our ceremony for our young people is at 21. They go to the taverns and they get really happy because they can get drunk legally. This is their celebration. It is one that is disconnected from the earth. Alcohol has a very sacred place in the sense of the element of fire, but not in this context. It has been forgotten. The element of water as purification and a way of fluid moving also has been forgotten. The elements of the wind and how it carries things from one place to another, including change, has been forgotten. And that the earth sustains us, everything, and gives and gives and gives everything. Everything in this room is from our earth. We have forgotten this. So ceremony brings together again these forces and powers of and elements of earth, fire, wind, water. It brings in the powers of the invisible realm of those that have agreed with each ceremony to appear and there's an agreement about certain things. And then as humans, we have intercessory movement that allows the communication to flow through where it really needs to go. And without resistance, then it becomes a natural flow like water. The beauty is, through earth wisdom and the earth wisdom ceremonies, is that each human being is encouraged to step out of their humanness. And each human being is asked to just be. To just be, because when we just be as human beings, we are then in communication with everything and are part of everything. And it allows nature then to do the healing, not the human being, but nature, the natural forces, to do the healing. It is like water in a river that runs down and seeps into the very being of you. And the ceremony, when we step out of the way, it allows those powers to just run and seep and fill in the gaps and seek out those places of nurturing and care. And then the healing is that of the universal powers. It is a natural healing. It is a healing that is in right place. And when I say healing, I mean balance. So ceremony is fundamental. And it is what keeps the life this world. There are cultures in Tibet and the Kogis in South Colombia. These are places here and people that have ceremony that they do daily to keep the energetic lines of this world, of this planet, clear and clean so that we can have this physical existence out of the field of creation. It is a huge gift, a huge gift. And with the ceremony that the foundation is named after, is about giving back to Mother Earth with joy and with happiness. We don't even ask for healing or help. We just say, we give it. We give you joy, we give you love. We so appreciate this life here. It is the first of many, many ceremonies that I know the foundation will be moving forward to support. And what I am really excited about is that for me, I have dreamt of being able to actually sit in different places in the world without any words, sharing ceremonies. That I could come with something for them and they could share something of their culture and their ceremony. And we could share in the beauty of prayer and held intent, the desire and the love of our planet and the way and the just the sheer intention of constantly evolving into a place where our children and our children's children may live well. What more beautiful thing could there be? And it is the very undercurrent of life. The Tibetan people know this. The Peruvian people know this. The Aborigine in Australia, many, many of the indigenous cultures know that what really does hold this physical existence, which is a very small piece, if anything, a drop of nothing compared to the whole big universe, right, beyond our imagination big, they actually hold, through ceremony, the capacity to have a physical existence. And so when we talk about the ancient wisdom becoming extinct, we will become extinct with that. So the nurturing and understanding and the sharing of ceremony and culture seems to me is what is next asked for. Not ceremonies that we keep and hold and don't share because they're ours, but moving into that place where humans together share hands, share that knowledge of ceremony, share the foundation of life, keep it thriving, keep it going, keep it moving, keep it sharing and serving life. What an amazing creation we are a part of. Absolutely, I love it. And so we start with one ceremony. This is the way I love things. We started one ceremony just for 1 year. And the community came back and said, let's do it again. So we're coming into our 7th year this summer. And we have gone from a beautiful, beautiful, tender little meadow at Wayne and Phyllis's place. We've outgrown it. We're in this big meadow. The families come. We camp by a lake. My great excitement is, Jaden, where are you? Jaden, there are two of them running around. They have danced through the night. I have elders, 78 to 80, who have danced through the night. It's about all of us coming together. Some dance, some stand up, sit on the outside in chairs. Colette likes to sleep through it. Occasionally she wakes up, and then we take her to the drum and she sings for a bit. There's every kind of way. The children get to camp right up on the Turtle Meadow. It's about inclusiveness and a way of bringing families together and retouching, reigniting in ourselves the power of ceremony. Ceremony is not necessarily about celebrating birthdays. We do a good job with weddings. We could do a much better job on the leaving of life. Here come two dancers. Yay! These are dancers. They dress up in white. They're really cute and they do really well. But when one goes to Mexico, that's how the ceremonies are done. That's how they are done around the indigenous people. The families show. Everyone shows up. It's kind of formal, but not at all. And it's about sharing community, sharing the love of the creation and our creator, in whatever capacity we experience that for ourselves. And the other beautiful thing about Earth Wisdom ceremonies is they don't belong to any religion. They don't belong to any specific power unit or anything. It's about the people. It's about living well and being well. So I am really deeply honored that this foundation has formed. It's an answer to a big prayer for me. I get to experience stepping back and letting this official board make decisions that I can no longer make. It used to be very simple when it was just me. But I really deeply want to thank all of the people that came together to create this event, and I'm going to get off the mic so we can get on with an auction.